So, Matt, layered on top of all this discussion of post-targeted therapy, for example, an EGFR patient that seemed to kind of come up over the last year or so, is this issue of using an IO after a TKI in terms of toxicity. And it's interesting that both of you are, that's already factoring into your clinical decision-making. We've been started, it kind of doesn't seem like a gigantic amount of data, but can you sort of review that issue, Matt, and how it's affected the way you manage patients?
Sure. And actually, I think the concern really more is TKI following the IO. So as we talk about the challenges of using immunotherapy in EGFR patient, to take a step back, is this idea that PD-L1 is not the right marker. These are immunologically cold tumors. How do you introduce the introduction of antigens? And some of the ideas have been, can we use the TKI with maximal response to be an opportunity to give immunotherapy at that point? So there was a really important kind of stab at that to give immunotherapy, in this case durvalumab, with osimertinib. And what they found was that unfortunately there was not just additive but synergistic pneumonitis to the point of grade 4 and grade 5 events, enough that they stopped the trial early. So that was an early cautionary tale about using them on top of each other. But then in the practical use in the clinic, we have to remember that immuno-oncology drugs have long half-lives. So even if you've stopped giving your pembro and you start giving a TKI, the pembro is still on board with a half-life of 3 weeks or so. So it's on board for weeks and weeks. There's still that risk of compound toxicity. And I think a really compelling trial, a pretty adventurous trial on the part of our colleagues at UCLA, was to actually take EGFR patients with expression of PD-L1 in their tumors and give them pembro before the TKI. And it was planned to be a two-stage study. They didn't get to the second stage because there were no responses in that first set. Secondly, the survival of those patients was much less than would have been predicted, and there was at least one grade 5 pneumonitis in that patient population, even on kind of switching over to the TKI side. So small numbers, but really kind of telling us that we have to be somewhat circumspect about chasing an IO with a TKI. And that gets to Estella's point about saying, let's save out that pembro or that IO from the first line if we're not sure yet. We can always add it at cycle 2, cycle 3. I've totally done what Jeff's done on Beacon. I can kind of cancel out the pembro for cycle 1, but it's in the pack, it's got insurance authorization, but really make sure that it's the right patient to give it in.